After a long break, we're finally going to try and redo this podcast. Apologize, not only for maybe putting you to sleep on the old ones, and also the long time frame between then and now. Welcome back to the Christian Cowboy Journals, a ministry of Servant Spirit Ministries. I am the host, Reverend Eric William Miller, and hope you find what we have to say very informative, and we'll go from there. As we create new episodes and talk about everyday faith in the real world, not just an abstract of scripture. Well, you've probably been wondering where we've been, or where I've been, why there hasn't been any new episodes in a few years now. Well, that's because life has had some ups and downs, twists and turns. And hopefully you're thankful we made it through. Which will bring a few different stories into play. Which at the time, things were too sensitive to announce those stories while in person. Just, you know, as they were very tenuous, trying to make sure that things went the way they should and not wrongfully interrupted. And then there were some good, the bad. But if you've been following us on Facebook or Twitter, either the ministry pages, the podcast group, or the personal pages, and or occasionally refresh the website, you'll find that there has been some changes. The website address is servantspirit.net for the primary ministry. And Servant Spirit Ministries Facebook page does have a group dedicated to the podcast. The podcast was moved from one location to anchor.fm, which is now part of Spotify. So that might be a primary enjoyment of listening, or listen on whatever your favorite platform might be. Now I'm trying to stay upbeat and whatnot, because I don't want to put anybody to sleep anymore. That was another thing, that my initial recordings were done late at night in a place that we were renting. And needless to say, my daughter was little, and my wife was asleep at the time, so we tried to keep things fairly quiet, so it's not to disturb them. So it's kind of fun trying to figure out the right times where, you know, you don't want to disturb, but keep everybody and don't want to be disturbed. Always fun. But here's some of the things that have happened over the last few years. We left Rochester and made it to Hornell, New York. There, I was given the calling by the Lord to go into full-time RVing for our family. It's just, you know, it just seemed to make sense between cost of living and whatnot. That was in 2016, but that calling really started to press itself upon us, and I felt that the Lord had, God had told me that's where we were headed. Now, it didn't happen right away. Nothing ever does. Well, I would say nothing ever does, but most things never happen immediately. It's all in the Lord's timing. And we were in Cornell, New York for a couple of years till just before the pandemic started. And that has really pushed our faith. And we and our family chose not to be vaccinated due to the fact when that choice came about. Due to, you know, there are people with their faith, they find way for and against. And it was just our personal decision that we would trust in God that if we were meant to get seriously ill, then God wanted us to be serious, wanted that to happen, wanted to allow that to happen, so that way we could be in the right place to minister to somebody. And we're just, well and good. Some people don't feel that same way or have that same type of trust and faith. And that's fine. Some people, you know, some people had their reasons for taking whatever vaccine there was. But we're coming out of the pandemic now. But during the pandemic, initially, we were in Ohio. And that was in 2020. And how we ended up there was a long story. But needless to say, the place we thought we would be staying did not end up staying there. Ended up staying in a homeless shelter. We took everything we could have, literally carry with us in a minivan that we had. And in and outside, inside it and outside of it, which was fun. From New York, leaving a lot of other things behind. And when we went to Ohio, ended up meeting some people in Ohio. And that let us stay with them. They were some wonderful friends. And we still try to remain friends to this day. And some other things were starting to happen. Tried to use the veteran programs, you know, had that to find apartment there. You know, but still nagging in the back of our minds, back of our souls regarding RVing. And because of the situation, I had reached out to a wonderful organization on Twitter called Code of Vets. That's Code of Vets, which is a wonderful charitable organization that helps veterans with lots of needs. And within a couple of hours of finally touching base with them, some funds were raised for us to be able to purchase a used RV. And we had that used RV for a few months. Well, a few months it ran, and then until it didn't. So when we got the RV, eventually we started making our way towards the state of Texas, which is where I grew up. And I also have some relatives down here. As in, we're in Texas now. But not to give everything away too fast. But we ended up, that first RV did end up breaking down on us in Kentucky. So close to the Kentucky Motor Speedway. And that's happened right at, over a month after the NASCAR race that they had that year. And we ended up there in Kentucky for a good year and a half, where a local church and some of it, and a lot of its members decided to help us out getting a new RV and apparently a new vehicle due to the fact that that minivan that we had started off with had driven its last mile. And it was quite an interesting time. Met some wonderful people there in Kentucky. And then the RV that was replaced with, and the vehicle, and a tow dolly, proper tow dolly, I might add. We ended up on the road, and after a couple weeks' journey, we finally made it into Texas. And March of 2022. Yes, I know it's now May of 2023. In April of 2022, around my birthday, we came over to the Texas State Capitol to reconnect with a relative that I hadn't seen. And at the time I finally saw him, it had been 29 years since we had last saw each other. I had enlisted into the Navy, and he was still a very young gentleman at the time. Now he's a very well-to-do businessman. He's in a couple of bands and got a wonderful family. So, in a general summary, that's what's been going on. We're still currently in the Austin, Texas area. As this seems to be where the Lord wants us to be. And we do what we can for ministry. As well as because of our varying health, you know, mine and my wife's various health conditions. We do what we can to seek out proper treatment, such as myself going to the VA and having the wonderful issues that, you can catch the sarcasm, of trying to deal with the VA for healthcare. So that is the summary of what has transpired since my last episodes. And just thought I'd put that out there so can let y'all know that, well, let you know what we've been up to. And yes, in an RV, it's not like the RV we have is a Class C, and it's not like I have a private little office or anything like that. It'd be nice if I did. But the closest thing to an office I have right this moment is that wonderful car that was given to us. We still got to pay the insurance and everything like that, but it's all works and blessings in progress. And there's a lot more to break down within all of that, which I will do in some future episodes. Stay tuned. Thank you for listening to the Christian Cowboy Journals podcast, a ministry of Servant Spirit Ministries. If you would like to find out more or to donate, please go to servantspirit.net, or you can find us on social media platforms, Twitter and Facebook, under Servant Spirit Ministries. And the Christian Cowboy Journals podcast is a group within the Facebook page, as well as there are some other social media platforms where you can find Reverend Eric Miller, myself here. You can also donate via givesendgo.com/servantspirit. And we hope to hear from you, since this platform is hosted, this podcast is hosted on Anchor by Spotify. Please feel free to send us a message, interact, or interact with us on social media. Subscribe, follow, notify, all the fun stuff that everybody always says. Have a blessed time, and I hope you listen to us in the next episode. Thank you, and God bless you.